One of you sit up here and one sit on the deck back there.
Light rain and cool air blowing off Lake Superior couldn't keep representatives from the Wisconsin DNR, Coastal Management Program, and others from heading out on the river. The group of 15 set out in four boats to get a closer look at the site nominated for the first freshwater research estuary on the Great Lakes, the St. Louis River, one of the major rivers to feed into Lake Superior. DNR Secretary Matt Frank says there is much to learn from the Great Lakes, especially Lake Superior.
The Great Lakes represent 90% of the world's freshwater resource. It's right here in our backyard. So it's really important that we understand the linkage between our tributaries into the Great Lakes, our watersheds, our wetlands, how all these things are linked together. And it'll be a very rich opportunity for our researchers to learn more about it so we can do a better job protecting it.
The Lake Superior Freshwater Research Estuary will provide four major functions: K-12 and community education, stewardship, and research.
In terms of the education, we can expect a whole range of things.
UW Extension Northern District Director John Pricing says there will be on-water experiences.
There will be, informative stations. There will be research, which include both the DNR, UW Superior, the UW System people, UW Extension, and those will be shared in many different places as well.
DNR regional water leader Tom Giroux says the center will be key in addressing challenges facing the lake.
Tremendous opportunities to work on invasive species and water quality, sediment remediation, because we have lots of contaminated sediments to deal with, and all of those details we'll be working with our partner agencies over the next year to develop a management plan.
The estuary will cover nearly 11,000 acres around the St. Louis River. A federal environmental impact statement will be conducted while a management plan for the project is developed. DNR officials say it could be a year to 18 months before the site receives formal designation and another year before it is up and running. On the St. Louis River in Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.